You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora is with us. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Mike, the folks from the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour have made their way across the Midwest through Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and Iowa. And one of the things I think they have seen, despite the fact that we are at really high ratings for this time of the year for the crop for corn and soybeans, is that there's a lot of variation in that crop. Can you explain that through rainfall and weather and temperature and all the kinds of things that go into making a crop?
Sure. Well, there's several different factors that you need to look at. If you just look at the proportion of corn and soybeans that are rated good and excellent, corn would rank number 7 highest of the last 29 years, while soybeans would be tied for the 2nd highest ranking since 1986. So if you just had that information alone, you might be able to say to yourself, well, what would the yield be based on these types of ratings? And the interesting thing is that even though they do give you some clue as to where the yield might be, the relationship between the crop condition rating and the final yield is not as high as you might think. Now, for corn, it's certainly higher than soybeans. 68% of the variation in corn yield was explained by the crop condition rating for the current week. That was over 1986 to 2013. And that's after we detrend the yield to make sure that we look at yields so that they're all with 2014 technology, because technology does improve every year. So corn yields and soybean yields naturally rise. But for soybeans, it's interesting in that only 50% of the variation in soybean yield is explained by crop condition ratings for the current week. That means that 50% of the soybean variation is explained by other factors. So what are those other factors? Well, the big ones are rainfall and temperature, of course, and the timing of rainfall and temperatures are important. We do have a fairly wet pattern that's beginning in the central and northern areas of the soybean belt, and that is expected to continue through Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday. Rain at this time of the year when soybeans are filling is really the number one key to soybean yields. So this is a good situation for soybeans if rains continue to fall as expected over the next week. In the southern areas where it will be fairly hot and dry over the next week, and that does include southern Illinois, it's not the best situation to have temperatures turn hot, and the dry situation is not that great either. But remember, it was wet leading into the last few days. So the condition of the crop would be a bit more concerning if we hadn't received rainfall over the last 5 days and even the last 2 weeks.
Let's turn your attention now, Mike, out of the Midwest and into some of the other areas of the nation. When you look forward, it appears there might be a lot of rainfall that's coming into the Northwest. Can you tell me about that and what it might mean for some of those growing areas for spring wheat?
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of the reasons that we're going to turn much hotter across the Midwest over the next several days is because we have a series of storm systems that are moving from the Pacific Northwest through the Northern Plains. That includes most of the spring wheat belt of the U.S. and into the eastern half of the spring wheat belt in Canada. Now, the interesting thing is that we're seeing some very large rainfall numbers coming out of numerous computer models. And when that happens, it usually means they're onto something. We could be seeing rainfall of 1 to 3 inches across Montana and much of the Dakotas and into Manitoba. That is a lot of rain for that area because they only average around 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch per 5 days at this time of the year. We're talking about nearly 2 months of rain over the next 5 days in an area that's going to be harvesting or is attempting to harvest now, and that is going to be a concern that we have to follow.
Okay, is there anything else you want to make sure that we cover before I let you go?
No, just that we really need to keep an eye on the temperatures over the next 5 to 7 days. It will be the warmest period of the corn and soybean growing season. We should see highs well into the 90s across at least the southern third to half of the corn and soybean belt. And we would really like to see that pattern break next week. Else we'll have to think a little bit more about temperatures this growing season.
Thanks so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He's in Chicago, Illinois, and joins us here on the Closing Market Report each and every Thursday afternoon. You can always find him again online at our website at willag.com. www.cornyield.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.